It's been a year since a protest showed a deep divide within Columbus's LGBTQ community. Four black queer activists were arrested at last year's Pride Parade. They were blocking the route to protest what they call a lack of a voice for transgender people and people of color within Stonewall Columbus, which hosts Pride. They also claim police overreacted during the arrest and target them in general, which police deny. Members of the group Black Queer Intersectional Columbus, or BQIC, say they have not made any progress with Stonewall or police since, so they're hosting their own Pride Festival this weekend. I sat down with BQIC co-founder Ariana Steele.
So the Black Pride 4 and the other people who stepped out with them stepped out to draw attention to the fact that people of color within the LGBTQ plus community are often overlooked. And we've seen that continually throughout the last year since they've been arrested. At every point, Stonewall has taken the chance to really show that they're not listening to what the Black Pride 4 were saying originally.
So several people at Stonewall have stepped down, including the former director. You're saying more needs to be done?
Yes, there needs to be an intentional search for people of color to take those spaces, and not a search just to fill a quota, but rather for someone who will listen to the needs of people of color and really provide those services that are needed.
Stonewall leaders have said that they wish you had shared your plans for the protest with them beforehand, and that certainly would have ruined any sense of spontaneity about it. But looking back, do you think you could have handled it differently at all?
So BQIC itself was not part of the protest. We have been supporting the Black Pride 4 since then. However, one thing about how protests work is that they're meant to not be fully known before, usually, and that makes it so that it can get on the major news, and so it can get covered by the media. And that's how we affect change, by the media covering things so that people realize that this is a bigger issue.
Now let's walk through your Pride event and how it will be different from the Stonewall event. Yours is called Columbus Community Pride Festival. It'll be at Mame Moore Park near the King Arts Complex. First of all, you say no police are invited or welcome. I assume a large gathering police will show up anyway. Do you expect any issues?
So we've hired a black trans-owned security firm, and they will be there the whole time with about eight people all day. And so we don't expect any issues with the police, as this security firm, Highland Security and Investigations, will interact with the police if needed.
So you are still prepared for police to be there? You don't expect any confrontations?
So technically, with the permit we have for special events at a park, it doesn't require any police to be there. There may be police around just because they're patrolling the area, but I don't see any issue with confrontations.
Secondly, your event will not have any corporate sponsors. Why is that?
We don't want to lose the sight of Pride, and that it's about being against police brutality, and it's about the community. And so in order to keep it that way, we're just taking donations, and that allows us to focus back on the people over and over. Instead of focusing on pleasing organizations or having their names on things, we want to make sure that we're focusing on the community.
And this is the first year, obviously, for this new Columbus Community Pride Festival. Is it your hope to have an annual event?
If there's interest, if people come out and they really like it and people want to be part of planning it, then yeah, it would be great to happen again.
Ariana Steele is the co-founder of Black Queer Intersectional Columbus. They're hosting the Columbus Community Pride Festival Saturday following a dispute with Pride Parade organizer Stonewall Columbus. Thanks again.
Thank you.
WOSU reached out to Stonewall Columbus to give them an opportunity to respond to the criticism from Black Queer Intersectional Columbus. In an email, Stonewall's interim executive director sent a link to the current board of trustees, which includes several people of color. She also says it's her understanding that Black Queer Intersectional Columbus feels only queer people of color should be on the Stonewall board. Stonewall says they also reached out to BQIC about offering them a free spot in the Stonewall Parade, but did not receive a response. I followed back up with Ariana Steele from BQIC about that. She says Stonewall is exaggerating their demands in regard to the board's makeup, and she says taking a spot in the Stonewall Parade would be endorsing the status quo. She also says marching behind a motorcade of police would make BQIC members uncomfortable. WOSU reached out to Columbus Police, but did not receive a response.